This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced 10 major programs are being launched to boost China-Africa cooperation over the coming 3 years. As part of an address to the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg, Xi Jinping promising $60 billion U.S. dollars will be earmarked to ensure smooth implementation of the initiatives. Programs themselves cover areas such as agricultural modernization and financial services. Xi Jinping also saying China will provide $60 million U.S. dollars to bolster Africa's rapid response forces. Another 1 billion yuan worth of food aid is going to be provided to African countries affected by the El Nino weather system. Xi Jinping also pledging China will help train some 200,000 African technicians. The summit currently being held in Johannesburg, co-chaired by Xi Jinping and South African President Jacob Zuma. Hazardous smog expected to begin engulfing Beijing and surrounding areas starting this Saturday. Environment Protection Ministry predicting the new round of smog will last until Wednesday, with PM2.5 still dominant. The capital region suffering from the worst air pollution of the year this past week. Smog prompting Beijing to upgrade its alert level to the second highest for the first time, triggering the suspension of many industrial facilities. Divisions are said to be stark among different countries when it comes to a new global climate agreement, as negotiators prepare to wrap up their work in finalizing a draft agreement in France. After a week-long discussion at a United Nations climate conference in Paris, officials from nearly 200 countries have composed two texts of the agreement as of Friday. Next week, ministers will take over the talks and make decisions on issues that are not resolved. The United States and the European Union said to be reluctant to put down any money figures that they're willing to provide as financing support for developing countries after 2020. The developing world, including China, are looking for firm commitments. The FBI has confirmed it's investigating Wednesday's mass killing in California as a possible act of terrorism. Comes amid reports the woman involved in the mass shooting said to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Young couple opening fire on a party of the husband's co-workers in an L.A. suburb of San Bernardino on Wednesday, leaving 14 dead and numerous others hurt. Officials say neither of the shooters, both of whom were later killed by police in a shootout, were thought to be radicalized Muslims before the attacks. OPEC deciding not to cut its daily output targets despite the current downturn in global oil prices. Meeting among OPEC oil ministers has seen them maintain production targets of at least 30 million barrels per day. Global oil prices hitting a near six-year low this month, with oil currently hovering around $40 U.S. a barrel. OPEC, which produces around one-third of the world's oil, will discuss possible cuts at its next meeting next year. Iran, a member of OPEC, refusing to allow any cutbacks in oil production, as the country is due to begin pumping out much more oil into the system this coming year, now that sanctions imposed on it over its nuclear program are set to be rolled back. Media reports suggesting Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansur has been killed and replaced by an interim leader. A Pakistani TV station reporting Mansur died following a shootout among top Afghan Taliban commanders earlier in the week. Afghan Taliban, though, rejecting the claim as baseless. Mansur taking over as the top Taliban leader in Afghanistan in July after it was confirmed Taliban founder Mullah Omar died 2 years earlier. Been widely reported there's still a split among different factions within different camps of the Taliban about whether or not to enter into negotiations with the Afghan government about joining into the current political structure in Afghanistan. CEO of Facebook Mark Zuckerberg saying that he and his wife will receive no tax benefits from setting up their new philanthropic project as a limited liability company. He has issued a post on his Facebook saying, just like everyone else, they will pay capital gains when the shares are sold by the company. Announcing a few days ago, 99% of the stock that they hold in Facebook will go to the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative over their lifetimes, which is estimated to be worth about $45 billion U.S. dollars. Bad weather has forced NASA to delay the launch of a cargo ship to the International Space Station for the second time. NASA says the liftoff of the Cygnus spacecraft from Florida had to be postponed on Friday because of wind gusts. Cygnus was originally scheduled to blast off on Thursday afternoon, but was scrubbed because of cloudy conditions. Orbital ATK, one of the two commercial companies that resupplies the International Space Station, the other one, SpaceX, still coping with the launch explosion from June. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.